Let's go ahead and begin with the reason that you have filed this complaint.
We at the New Era, we filed the complaint because we, from observing what happened at the city council meeting, we thought it was a little interesting, it was a little odd. And so we talked to Kentucky Press Association attorneys about the open meetings law, and they said that it was also suspect. So we at the New Era, we just believe that we should try, if at all possible, to push public business into the public forum. So that's why we decided to file the complaint.
Is there any backstory associated with Melissa Sellers-Spur? She's currently the city's budget officer? Or is she,
she is.
Okay, so if she's currently the city's budget officer and they're looking to promote her to a city administrative officer position, is this CAO position new?
No, the CAO position isn't new. We've had one for a while. The last CAO was fired for several reasons, which is a bit of a story on its own. But she has been serving as the city budget officer for, I think, 5 years now. The mayor, Dan Kemp, said that he wanted to promote her because she had shown competence. And I think some of the city council members just wanted to take a look at the proposed contract that the mayor had offered her. They wanted to have more of a decision-making power in what she was being compensated.
The issue that you contend in the letter that you've submitted to members of the council, or specifically Councilman Henderson, is that more people were included in this closed session meeting than were necessary. Could you explain that a little bit?
Yeah, I can. The compensation committee only consists of 5 city council members, and there are 12 city council members in Hopkinsville total. And Henderson had invited all of the city council members to come to the meeting. He said he wanted to hear their opinions, but when the compensation committee went into closed session, he allowed the 5 other city council members present to stay in on the closed session, even though they weren't a part of the compensation committee. And as I understand the open meetings law, the exemptions for closed meetings only apply to the members of that compensation committee. And essentially, by letting those 5 extra council members in on the closed session, they had a quorum, an unofficial meeting of the Hopkinsville City Council instead of what was supposed to be a meeting of the compensation committee.
And we had mentioned that the CAO position is not a new position, and they were willing to, or the mayor was seeking to promote Ms. Spur to this position. Is that customary for a promotion like that? I don't know how long you've covered the city of Hopkinsville or the Hopkinsville City Council, but do they typically do searches for positions like that?
With the last city administrative officer, they did do a search. They had headhunters come in to find the last administrative officer, but Melissa Sellers-Spur, she was being hired from within. So that was essentially a promotion.
Do you have an idea of how far you're willing to take this? Will you, because the next step then would be to lodge a complaint of denial, I guess, with the Office of the Attorney General in Kentucky?
Yes, we are prepared to take it to the Attorney General. Here at the Kentucky New Era, we've done so before, and we just believe that the public has every right to know how our public officials are spending their tax dollars.
Carla Jimenez, staff writer for the Kentucky New Era in Hopkinsville, thanks very much for your time.
Oh, thank you.